and one of the superstars from the Lightning joining us right now. Her name is Maddie McAuliffe, great friend of the show. Hey, Mads.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, how are you feeling? How's the team feeling? How's the vibe? Because it probably wasn't the game that you guys wanted to play. And like I've said in the past, from wise old Ash over here, some days are diamonds and some days are stones.
Yes.
And you guys look stoned. You guys look stoned on the weekend.
Don't say that, Dave.
It wasn't a good one for us.
It happens, right?
The netball you want to be playing in finals. But the good thing about finishing in second is we get a second stab at it on the weekend. So hopefully we can put out a much better performance than that.
Maddie, can I? I've said it before, and Sam here. Hi, and I'll.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, Sam.
I'll say it again. At this level of netball, at this level of sport, you are ridiculously impressive, supreme athletes, and the only thing that makes a difference on the day is the head game, is where people's heads are. Now, in the opening seconds of Saturday's final, we had a turnover, and I kind of feel that that set the tone for the four quarters, because the Devils, what are they called again? I forget the other two. The Vixens, that's easy. They sprung out to a three-goal lead in the opening 30 seconds. And I just think that you guys, you either absolutely thump the teams you play or get thumped. Now, because this game was, what, a 20-plus point margin, and the last time against the Fever was a 30-plus point margin, and I just get the feeling that you guys are either, it doesn't matter whether it's the Lightning or indeed the Swifts, as we saw on Sunday, it's so much to do with the head. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think a huge part of it is what you're thinking mentally. I think for us, it's probably something we haven't addressed properly over the year is the big margins. You're right, it's kind of all of nothing. Whereas previously, I think we generally have one game a year that's like that, but not a couple. Mm. So we're
it is 2020 though, Maddie. Like, take
things are different.
Yeah.
Riding the waves with everybody else in the world.
Take some pressure off. But like, I do joke. But in all seriousness, it has been a stressful year. So I can imagine that would be playing a toll on you guys mentally as much as an individual game or an opponent coming against you. Like Sam's saying.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's had their challenges this year, and I think we recognise that we're pretty lucky to be playing on the Sunshine Coast with our friends and family here. Obviously, we have a few girls on our team who from interstate or from overseas, so it's been a long time for them since they've seen their family and things. So, yeah, there's been challenges, but I think everyone in Super Netball is in the same position, not maybe harder being away from home. And, you know, there's people around the world who are doing it a lot tougher than us. So, look, we have a job to do, and that's to win netball. So, that's the aim this week.
Mads, you're a great friend of the show. How do you guys deal with this mentally? Because there's so many people out there telling you what's gone wrong and they're just sideline people, you know, so to speak.
Or armchair coaches.
You know, armchair coaches, or they have never played a netball game in their life and they're writing comments and things like that about what needs to happen and what needs to change and all that kind of stuff. No one sees behind the scenes to a team. No one understands that sport is the way it is because of the ups and downs, and that's what makes sport so great. How do you deal with people like that when you just sit there and roll your eyes, or do you kind of take a little bit on board what some of these people have to say, or do you kind of just focus on your own game?
I think everyone's a bit different. I mean, I think it's great that people are invested in the sport. I generally try not to read them, but sometimes, man, it is just enticing.
I can imagine.
But this weekend, my way of dealing with it was by watching Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Laurie.
I do the same thing.
Oh, it's so good. Yep. So good. So it's a good strategy.
I used to get told I look like one of the guys from Gilmore Girls. What's it? Is it Lockie or Lachlan?
The guy that runs the cafe.
Oh.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you do rock a backwards cap a lot. It makes sense.
Yes.
What's his name?
Yeah, finding it.
Sorry.
You do look a bit like the guy that runs the cafe.
Luke.
Yeah, Luke. That Lorelei.
Luke Danes.
That Lorelei knocks Danes around with.
Yeah,
on again,
I got
again,
a little bit
again
of that when I was at uni.
Certainly not Melissa McCarthy.
Oh!
Well, there's touches of that these days.
Hang on. Who's the other guy that works there? The Maitre
D. Shut up.
The Maitre D.
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle. Dave's Michelle that works.
Fitting image.
Maybe. Oh, Maddie, so good.
Getting back to netball while Ash is doing some searching over there. Kylie Byrne, obviously she's applying some new tactics at the moment, but the Swifts were a surprise omission for me over the weekend, and it just felt like they pulled a lightning card, I'm going to say it, that they were up. And Sarah Clow in particular, I think, had a wonderful game for the Swifts in defence. Got a lot of ball, got a lot of turnover that then was capitulated before it got to the other end. Now, I think that's something that I noticed in the game as well against the Vixens and in the past, that we get a lot of turnover. You yourself get a lot of hands on that massive wingspan of yours and do some amazing turnovers, only for the ball to be either missed by the shooters or turned over through a silly pass. Is that something that you notice? Because I think that's why the Swifts aren't in the final, and that's something that could hurt us. Is that something that's being addressed, do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. We've looked at it all year. It's a stat called, we call it TOS, turnover to score. When we gain the ball, do we score off it? So yeah. The old toss.
Yeah, right. Oh, there you go. The old toss.
And yeah, it's been quite low for us. So we generally want to aim for over 75%. And we've had quarters that are definitely worse than that. But it's all seven of us on court who have to take responsibility for us.
Do you know what, Mads?
So you've basically said the Vixens are a bigger bunch of tossers than you are.
Okay. Okay,
I'll take it.
Mads, we absolutely adore you and your whole team. We wish you nothing but the best of luck ahead of this weekend's prelim final against the West Coast Fever.
You'll smash them.
Good luck. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.